riffs that rock.
Q100, saving rock and roll, one listener at a time.
Here comes all the action of Grayling High School basketball. Brought to you on Q100 by pre- and post-game sponsor Johnson's Oil and Propane. Halftime sponsor Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Coin toss sponsor The Hart Dealerships. The Viking Express sponsor QTA Quality Truck and Accessories. First down sponsor Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Gaylord and Feeney Ford of Grayling. Keys to the game sponsor McLean's Ace Hardware. Player of the game sponsor North Central Area Credit Union. And supporting sponsors Denholm Family Chiropractic, Cornell Insurance, Jack Milliken Inc., Katie Olson Farm Bureau Insurance, Gray Rock Pub and Grub, Jansen Insurance, Old Dam Party Store, Jeff Halstead State Farm Insurance, and Fick and Sons. Now let's head courtside with the voices of Grayling High School basketball, Chad Patterson and Scott Nicholas.
This week in high school sports highlights the return of winter contact sports and some exceptional student athletes in classes C and D. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Michigan High School Athletic Association has selected 4 student athletes from Class D and 6 from Class C to receive $1,000 college scholarships through the MHSAA Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete Program. This is the 32nd year that Farm Bureau has partnered with the MHSAA on this award. In total, 32 student-athletes will receive a scholarship, with honorees from Class B being announced on February 16th and Class A on February 23rd. Students applying for the Scholar Athlete Award must carry at least a 3.5 grade point average and have previously won a varsity letter in a sport with an MHSAA postseason tournament. They also submitted essays on the importance of sportsmanship in educational athletics. The 10 from Classes C and D all served as captains on their various teams and all are great examples of being both an exceptional student and athlete. Congratulations to all scholarship recipients. And to read more about each one, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the safety measures put in place for competitive cheerleading with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Cheerleaders, usually at the college level, get in the sports headlines whenever an accident occurs causing a serious injury. In Michigan, the sport of competitive cheer doesn't make the news in that regard. Why? Because this sport, created by Michigan schools, has built-in safety guidelines for competition, including the proper matting, rules which prohibit dangerous stunts, and safety judges observing the routines, whose responsibility is to detect, record, and report safety violations when they occur, and to penalize those who commit them. Middle school competitive cheer is more restrictive, allowing the focus to be on the fundamentals that will provide a safe foundation when these athletes transition into high school and beyond. This format is exclusive to Michigan, and just another way that high school sports takes the extra step to make the games our athletes play as safe as they can possibly be.
Thanks, Sam. If you would like to be a referee, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Winter contact sports have been cleared to resume. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services' newest order allowed for girls and boys basketball, ice hockey, wrestling, and competitive cheer to begin practices and competitions with some safety-related restrictions. All wrestlers will be tested for COVID-19 within 24 hours prior to a match and must test negative in order to participate. All tested wrestlers can compete in matches without wearing a mask, but must wear a mask at all other times during meets and practices. All competitive cheerleaders and basketball and hockey players must wear a mask while participating. That's both in matches or games and practices. And they are also encouraged to take part in the rapid testing program, but are not required to do so. Postseason play for these sports are as follows. Ice hockey will have regionals starting on March 15th. with the ice hockey finals on March 27th. Competitive cheer will also have their finals on a busy March 26th and 27th weekend. Team wrestling finals are March 30th, and individual finals will be on April 2nd and 3rd. Girls basketball districts will start on March 22nd, and the finals will be on Friday, April 9th. And boys basketball districts start on March 23rd, and their finals will be on Saturday, April 10th. Information on spectator limits and any changes or updates to current practices can be found at MHSAA.com. Non-contact winter sports have been in action for weeks now and are advancing towards their postseason tournaments. Those are girls and boys skiing with finals on February 22nd, Upper Peninsula swimming and diving for both boys and girls on March 13th, and Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving on March 26th and 27th, girls and boys bowling, which will crown champions on March 26th and 27th, and girls gymnastics, which will also have finals on March 26th and 27th. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Welcome back to Grayling High School on the Johnson Propane pregame show. Thank you for coming in and sitting down in front of the fireplace and enjoying a little Viking basketball. Hopefully we'll sandwich an unfortunate Lady Vikes loss with a couple of freshmen and varsity wins here tonight. So right now, we did our McLean's Ace Hardware. I'm not sure if you guys heard us or not, but you know, Justin Nicholas here, my color commentator for the night, said that he pretty much said the same thing as the first game. He needs some good ball movement. You know, let's play Grayling Viking basketball and do what we got to do to get a W out of here. And same with me. I totally agree with that. Let's play some up and down, you know, basketball for Grayling, and you know, get Dylan Craig and Caleb Call and Ketchum and Boyk and Harrington. Let's get them scoring 10, 15, 20 points a game here, and that's going to look good on the W side.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how they bounce back after a tough loss against Elk Rapids, and it's going to, right now, I think they're fired up, ready to pull out a W.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on our station here, and we'll be right back on Q100 with the tip.
Roscommon. You've come to know them as the home of the Sweetheart Deal. That's not just a slogan. It's a daily promise to everyone who walks onto the lot. You get great service Sweetheart Deals, great sales Sweetheart Deals on trade-in, and Sweetheart Financing Deals. The Hearts have been making a Sweetheart Deal here for over 40 years, so it's their name and reputation on the line every day. Visit Hart Ford off the exit 239 in Roscommon and find out what your friends and neighbors already know. Hart Ford is the home of the Sweetheart Deal.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out, thanks to our loyal customers. We want to invite any homeowner to give us a call for our switch out special. Here at Johnson's Propane, safety is our number one priority because we have families too. Visit us at johnsonspropane.com or like us on Facebook for our weekly promotions and specials. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Hart Ford in Roscommon. You've come to know them as the home of the Sweetheart Deal. That's not just a slogan. It's a daily promise to everyone who walks onto the lot. You get great service Sweetheart Deals, great sales Sweetheart Deals, Sweetheart Deals on trade-in, and Sweetheart Financing Deals. The Harts have been making a Sweetheart Deal here for over 40 years, so it's their name and reputation on the line every day. Visit Hart Ford off the exit 239 in Roscommon and find out what your friends and neighbors already know. Hart Ford is the home of the Sweetheart Deal.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to DenimFamilyChiropractic.com.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out, thanks to our loyal customers. We want to invite any homeowner to give us a call for our switch out special. Here at Johnson's Propane, safety is our number one priority because we have families too. Visit us at johnsonspropane.com or like us on Facebook for our weekly promotions and specials. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals. And call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
Welcome back to Grayling High School. Friday night basketball, folks. Your Grayling Vikings are going to play the Kalkaska Blue Blazers. And tonight, starting for the Kalkaska Blue Blazers, Cameron Connor, number 0. You have Blaine Barkovich, number 10. Number 20, Landon Hart. Number 22, Travis Blaskow. And number 23, Glenn Morris. And now for your Grayling Vikings. Number 1, Dylan Craig. Number 2, Caleb Call. Number 4, Anthony Harrington. Number 5, Elliot Boyk. And number 14, Nate Pershing. The Vikings are coached by L.J. Mead. Kalkaska is coached by Lyle Cheever. And, folks, this is almost like a backyard brawl most of the time between Kalkaska and Grayling. We're only about 20-some miles away from each other, and we have had some battles over the years, haven't we, Justin?
Oh, most definitely, and this is a game that you get up for. You mark this on your schedule each and every year. So let's see how Grayling comes out and performs.
That's right. I mean, I think I'm feeling a big game. We had some rough times with the press last game, the first game of the year. Of course, it's a little jitters. It's a COVID year, all that fun stuff. But you know what? The boys need to be under control starting off here.
Yeah, most definitely. And we're going to start with our modified tip-off.
That's right.
Away team gets the ball.
That's right. Got to give them a little bit of advantage to start off here. So right off the bat, Connor is going to give it off to, looks like, Blasco. He's going to be passing it over to the corner, losing it out of bounds, and a tip by Dylan Craig and Caleb Call on the defense.
Hey, that's a start you needed, right? Get a quick turnover, and let's turn it to offense.
Dylan Craig takes it on the front rim and just beautiful dish off to Nate Pershing. Wide open. Couldn't ask for a better start.
It was just in his blood. He knew what he was doing with the ball before he even knew. You know? He was just ready to go.
That's right. Connor tries to take it over the middle and trips over Pershing's feet. And it could have been both ways. He fell, slid about 10 feet, and they waited for him to stop sliding before they called the travel.
You love those ones.
That's right. Caleb Call here giving it off to Harrington over in the corner. Pershing trying to set a pick. Harrington brings it up to the top. Looking at Boyk, who double steps, double pops, double everything, and just misses off the front. And you know that's a tough foul. That's a frustration foul right there.
That's a foul where you didn't get the shot that you wanted and you missed it. So it's like, I'm going to get a foul.
Yeah, Elliott gets his first one. We got to stay out of foul trouble, too. I mean, that's been
correct.
A bugaboo for the last couple years here. All right, Kalkaska brings it up. You got Barkovich, who is their stud, according to Coach Nicholas here. And it looks like it was an over and back.
Over and back. That's what that 1-2-2 press does.
Yeah, you don't hear that often. I mean, seriously, we've only called, I think, 2 in the last 3 years. So Grayling will take it. Caleb Call brings it over the timeline here. Goes between the legs. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by, looks like, is that Glenn Moore? Nope,
no,
that is Travis Blaskow. All right. Blaskow is a tough defender, too, just like his older brother. I think his name is Nathan. And thank goodness he's gone now. He scored a lot of points for him. All right, Dylan Craig tries a 3 in the corner and hits off the backboard in a battle between Pershing. and looks like Thorsten, and it goes towards Kalkaska's way. They bring it up, break the quick press, and throw it right away. Looks like Blaine Barkvich couldn't handle that one.
No, I mean, in this 1-2-2 zone, you're looking to make them make errant passes, right? So you want to make them throw over top where it's easy picks.
Yep, that's right. I mean, beautiful color commentary by the boy here. All right, Dylan Craig about 25 feet away from the basket, thinks about it. They're giving the dribble drive here. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful play by Caleb Call. He did a crossover, almost made a beautiful left-handed shot. Comes away with a miss, though. Kalkaska brings it up. Caleb almost knocks it away again. Throw it over here to Barkvich. Barkvich in control. Looks like Blaskow again going to try to get the open shot, but Connor's wide open down low, and he pump fakes, goes right up and scores. Ties the game at two.
It took him a little bit, but that's the set that they wanted out of this 1-2-2 zone, so look for that to keep happening.
That's right. They're drawing the defense to go up on their feet, and they're just doing a great pump fake. Anthony Harrington in the corner gives it off to DC 3. Let's see if he hits one, and he does! Bang!
Hey, you gotta get that early, right? We got a block. We're going to call a block here on Caleb Call.
Caleb was right underneath him. When he left his feet, Caleb was set. That was a nice, smart play by Caleb, but you know what? Some refs are going to call it, some are not.
Yeah, and going back to Dylan's three, like, you got to get the first one or the second one. You got to get in, and then now Dylan's going to be feeling it the rest of the game.
That's right. He's an All-State player for a reason. He needs to put them shots up. All right, Kalkaska's moving the ball around here, passing the ball. They get the ball over to Barkvich, who misses the three, and Caleb Cole skies high for the rebound and draws the foul on Kalkaska. Looks like their first foul of the game. 5-2, Grayling with 5:30 left in the first quarter.
Hey, correct, right? Caleb put himself in a great position to succeed to get that rebound, because when a ball is shot in the corner, most of the time, it's going to be going across.
That's right.
And Caleb was right in the right position.
And Caleb's a tall point guard, so it's nice to have him be able to get down there and mix it up with the big fellas. All right, Caleb's got it between the circles here, looking to give it back to DC3. He's going to try another long one, misses it. Offensive rebound, battled for and gotten by Anthony Harrington, and then looked like he drew a foul, but right before it, Coach LJ Meade calls this first timeout. 5:09 left in the first quarter. Grayling up 5-2. We'll be right back on Q100.
In Northern Michigan, Chris Martinson from Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Gaylord. 2021 is finally here, and so is the Start Something New sales event. What better way to start the new year than with a new Ram truck or legendary Jeep SUV? It's easier than you think. Come on in and talk to one of our professionals or shop online 24 hours a day with the Feeney Express checkout. You can browse our inventory, calculate your payments, get approved for financing, and submit your deal from the comfort of, well, anywhere. Feeney of Gaylord, meeting customers on their terms.
Welcome back to Grayling High School, Friday night basketball. Who loves it? Let's hear it, Grayling Vikings. All right, 5-2. Grayling up with a big three by DC3, Dylan Craig, the junior leader here, the All-State basketball player, and a heck of a receiver for the football team. All right, now coming out of the timeout here, it looks like there hasn't been any changes for Grayling and none for Kalkaska. And I was corrected by my son, Justin Nicholas, here. Looks like their two studs are going to be Blaine Barkvich and Travis Blaskow.
Yeah, you're going to look to see that. You're going to hear a lot of their names with their ball being in their hands, because that's how they want to run this offense. They want to run it through those two, and they're going to see what open shots they can create.
And that's what you have to do. You have to get your studs involved early, because then they can just continue playing, you know, top-notch basketball. Elliott gets it down to Pershing. Pershing does a great, beautiful fadeaway from the right corner, misses it. But Blaskow, nice, beautiful rebound behind the back, dribble. Thurston gets it back over to, looks like, Blaskow again, and nope.
Yeah, Blaskow hit that three right there. Blaskow, that was great ball movement all around. Wide open shot for Blaskow.
Wow, what a shot. I mean, he just smooth as butter there. 5-5, 4:30 left in the first quarter. Here comes Caleb. Caleb bringing it over to Harrington. Harrington looking at DC3 down low, but he brings it all the way across and gets it stolen. Here comes Kalkaska. And another play. What a beautiful play by Zach.
That's Blaskow.
Blaskow. That's Glenn Morris.
No, Blaskow's number 22, and he's
Glenn Morris. All right, here comes DC3. Stops and pops from the top and makes it. All right, Kalkaska tying them up at 7-7 here, and let's see what they can do on the offensive end. All right, Boyd gets picked the pocket of Caleb Cole, who gives it up to Elliot Boyd, who was thinking about dunking, but he just laid it in. And, oh, tough foul on Anthony Harrington, about 90 feet from the basket.
Hey, and that's one thing. Shout out to Coach Rich Moffitt right now. He would not be happy right now. You do not like those 90-feet fouls, right? That nobody's going to shoot it from there.
All right. Grayling setting up, and they bring in a couple of reinforcements. Cameron Ketchin comes in, and it looks like that's the only one because Elliott stayed out. But Anthony had a quick foul there. They're just going to get him a little bit of a break, and then they're also going to bring in also Matt Pittman. Pittman, who gave valuable minutes in the varsity team last year. You know, he brings in a little bit more experience, so it's nice to have with some of the younger guys from the JV.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he got his experience of being a JV player and varsity last year. As you see that he just contributed on the defensive end.
That's right. Ketchum gets it over to Pershing, who, you know, smooth with that shot is Elliot Boyk, but misses. Kalkaska brings it down. It looks like it's Cameron brings it over. Blaskow gets it over to Boyd. Boyd over to Morris. Morris dribbling it in between the Vikings here, and look like a good clean sweep by Elliot Boyk, but they're going to call a little handsy there.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, it goes 50-50 every time. So just keep that pressure on. Keep your hands up.
And Sparty Skillern's coming in. I love it. He, you know, great offensive tackle for the football team, and he brings in valuable minutes on the varsity basketball team too.
We got to travel on Blaskow.
Yeah, Blaskow's trying to do a little bit too much right now, I think. He had a couple nice passes, but he's had two turnovers in the last three times down the court.
Yeah, and that all goes back to that 1-2-2 pressure that Grayling is putting on him, where he is trying to make decisions on the go.
That's right. And, you know, bringing up the ball right now, you've got Cameron Ketchum, who's playing a little point guard right now for Caleb Call to give him a little bit of a break. And, you know, Dylan will probably bring it up to Pittman, a little bit of everybody. A couple pump fakes by Pittman. Pass down to Sparty, who's left all by himself. Turns around and says, yeah, I'll take two. Good job, Sparty. 11-7, Grayling with 2:30 left in the first quarter.
At first, Sparty was like, I don't want to shoot that one.
That's right. Well, I think we might have found Kalkaska's shooter. This Glenn Morris is 2 for 2 with threes now. Wide open and hits it with nothing but net.
That's a great answer.
Shot in the corner by Harrington off to the front. Here comes Morris leading the break. He's thinking about another three, but throws it out. Anthony almost picks it off. Blaskow trying to get it over to was that Boyd? No, it looks like it was Barkovich over in the corner. But a quick timeout by Kalkaska. So 2:09 left, Grayling up 11-10. We'll be right back on Q100.
WYPV, Mackinac City. WQON Grayling. WWMN Thompsonville. Q100.
A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cornell Insurance in Grayling at 201 Huron Street next to Burger King or online at cornellinsurance.com.
Welcome back to Grayling Nation here, Viking Nation. 2:09 left in the first quarter. Grayling leads 11-10 over the Kalkaska Blue Blazers. Grayling's been able to, you know, jump into their bench a little bit. I think that was something that Coach Meade was excited about because of the JV kids that played so well last year. He knew they were going to give him valuable minutes this year on the varsity level.
Yeah, most definitely. And right now, I think that timeout basically all consumed of, hey, let's get going. Let's get hands up on shooters. And there you go.
What you say comes to fruition. We got Glenn Morris 3 for 3 on threes. And now Blaskow picks the pocket of DC 3 and goes in for a wide open layup. 15-11, just like that. Kalkaska hops in front over your Vikings.
Right now, I want to see Dylan Craig get the ball and attack the rim. And once he starts doing that, it opens up all of his game.
Yep, and Cameron Ketchum tried to do a hop step there and kind of dragged that, you know, that left foot a little bit. They call it travel. Kalkaska's on a roll right now, and Grayling's got to stop it.
Momentum. That's what right. It is right there. Keep that momentum up for Kalkaska, and they'll be fine. I mean, Glenn Morris with another shot.
Yep, great offensive rebound, though, by Cameron, who could not put it up because Dylan Craig was right there. Blaskow picks Dylan Craig's pocket here, goes right up and right up against him, and Dylan didn't even try to attempt to block that shot there. 17-11, Blaskow is just doing this single-handedly.
Yeah, him and Glenn Morris are providing the spark for Kalkaska, and they're just trying to keep it like that the whole game.
That's right, and Pershing gets a great pass from Anthony Harrington on the corner, takes a couple steps and tries to take a quick jumper. And they're going to say it was on the ground, but he was going up for a shot, and it was all foul on Kalkaska. Right now, Grayling's leading in fouls, unfortunately, 5-2.
I'd like to be leading in another category, but pretty soon we'll find that.
That's right. Pershing gets a great pass from Ketchum. Down low, just misses. Rebound, Blaskow gets it over to Barkovich. Barkovich takes a deep shot, and that might have hit the ceiling in about another 2 seconds. 19-11, Kalkaska.
Hey, it's a great feeling when everything you throw up is going in.
That's right.
And Kalkaska, they have all the momentum. They are taking it to them.
And a great play by Glenn Morris. But Barkovich cleans up the mess, and it's 21-11 on a big steal. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Grayling is down by 10. Ketchum does a pump fake, shoots it, misses. Pershing with the offensive rebound, throws it up, and draws the foul. He'll be shooting 2 Feeney Ford free throws. And while we're at it here, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Jack Milliken Incorporated. Exceptional service and affordable prices since 1941. I lived down the road from Jack Milliken most of my life, and you know what? Great people, great service that they do at you know, all over the place, and a little bit of everything that they do. Jack Milliken, give him a call. All right, 20 seconds left, 21-12, Kalkaska. Pershing at the line.
Right now, Grayling cannot panic. They cannot panic. They're only down 9, still single digits, still the first quarter. So I'd like to see them to pick up their momentum and match Kalkaska's energy.
That's right. And Pershing sinks both, 21-13. They try to do a deep pass down to Brad Elkins and knocked away by DC3, and DC3 almost had it. But you know what? He stopped a little bit of the bleeding there. All right, pass into Boy. Boy looks, gets it down to Schaub. Schaub misses the easy bunny, and Pershing goes up high for the rebound and draws another foul. That's 2 for 2 back and forth for Pershing. Love to see that hustle.
Yeah, for sure. Right now, you got to box out. Boxing out is key right now. Get some stops and have that translate into our transition offense.
And now Cameron's putting a little bit of pressure on Ketchum here. And Ketchum, who had a little tough time earlier, gives it off to DC3. DC3 from the top of the key. Boom, baby!
Hey, that's money right there. That's a great shot, great look.
Right before the end of the first quarter, DC needed that. Let's get it rolling, Viking Nation. We would need to hear you. 21-16, end of the first. We'll be right back on Q100.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to denimfamilychiropractic.com.
Hart Ford in Roscommon. You've come to know them as the home of the Sweetheart Deal. That's not just a slogan. It's a daily promise to everyone who walks onto the lot. You get great service, Sweetheart Deals, great sales, Sweetheart Deals, Sweetheart Deals on trade-in, and Sweetheart Financing Deals. The Harts have been making a Sweetheart Deal here for over 40 years, so it's their name and reputation on the line every day. Visit Hart Ford off the exit 239 in Roscommon and find out what your friends and neighbors already know. Hart Ford is the home of the Sweetheart Deal.
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
Welcome back to Grayling High School. 7:53 left in the second quarter. 21-16, Kalkaska leads your Vikings. Caleb Call takes the ball out of bounds underneath the basket. Pershing trying to set a couple picks. He gets it out to DC 3 at the top of the key here. He was thinking about it. He's 2 for 2. But what a great defensive strip. Looks like Cameron came out of nowhere and just took it away from him. Elliott Boyd gets it. They're trying to beat a little bit of the press. Behind the back, dribble. Almost hits the stop and popper. But you know what? Great play. Oh, hustle by Anthony Harrington diving into the bench of Kalkaska, saving it, but unfortunately right to the Blue Blazers.
I mean, this is the energy that Grayling needed to come out with, right?
That's right.
We had to match their energy, and here we go.
All right, big rebound by Caleb Call. He was thinking about trying to gun it down to Elliott, who's wide open for the three. And let's see. I just called it. Nope, it didn't happen. Unfortunately, Elliott just missed it, but he gets the offensive rebound over to DC3. Caleb trying to drive here. Goes straight up and draws the foul. Great play. He's going to be shooting two Feeney Ford free throws.
You know, I love that offensive set right there. It was a lot of attacking. It was, hey, I'm going to get the ball into my stud's hands, and I'm going to attack the rim, right? And that allows for Elliott Boyd to stand wide open for a wide open three-pointer, which he easily could have not followed a shot, which he did, tipped it back out to DC.
That's right, and Elliott was wide open. I think he was too wide open, personally.
Those are always the hardest ones to make.
That's right. Caleb makes the first one, makes it 23-17 with 7 minutes to go in the first half.
Glenn Morris checks back in, so I think it's about time for him to get his shots back up.
Oh, yeah, he's, you know, what, 3 for 4 right now, and he's their leading scorer, and, you know, he's a stud. Caleb misses the second, but Anthony Harrington with a great offensive rebound gets it back to Caleb and drives again and draws another foul on Kalkaska. Caleb's doing it by himself. They're just taking it right to him.
Hey, that's what you have to do against the zone. If they're going to give you the middle lane, go attack it, draw a foul, and
you never know what might happen.
Yeah, let's hit from the charity strike.
That's great. So we're going to get two more Freeney Ford free throws. First one for Caleb goes in. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Denholm Family Chiropractic. They're helping you achieve your wellness objectives. Stop by, give them a call, and make an appointment. Now Caleb's going to shoot the second of the two-shot foul here. And just like the first one, could not make it, but Anthony Harrington's there again for another offensive rebound.
A little deja vu right there.
Yep.
Caleb, and he takes it over.
Caleb just went down. Instead of going the right side, he went to the left side, makes it 23-20. Great play by Call. And
here
now he almost had the steal, but Blasco, great. Man, he's everywhere. He's going to be totally bruised tonight when he goes home.
What's tough about that is when a loose ball is on the ground, you guys kind of look at each other like, are you going to pick it up? Are you going to pick it up? Everybody, go dive on it.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick timeout here, courtesy of the Kalkaska Blue Blazers. 6:37 left, 23-20, Kalkaska in the lead here on Q100.
Hey, Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals. And call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
Welcome back to Viking Nation here. 6:37 left in the second quarter, 23-20 Kalkaska. And it looks like Kalkaska will have the ball, taking it out of bounds and passing it into Barkovich, who gets tied up by Caleb, but passed over by Blaska, who does a little bit of everything. Morris with another shot, but this time it goes off. And Caleb Call gets the rebound and fouled down here. Another foul 90 feet away from the basket.
Oh, man, that's tough. You cannot like those fouls as a coach. As a coach, you're like, no way, Jose.
And that was the seventh foul on Kalkaska, so we're going to get some free throws here, Feeney Ford free throws. We like to do that, but instead of splitting them, let's hit two for two here.
I mean, if we're going to keep getting offensive rebounds, I am A-okay with missing the back end.
I tell you, with the way Anthony Harrington, he's gotten two straight offensive rebounds on both misses of Caleb. So
kind of like Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what's happening. It's a family trait. All right, Caleb sinks the first one. Now they're only down two, 23-21 with 6:23 left. Coming in for Kalkaska, Tristan Rowland was in for a second, but he got a quick foul, and looks like Connor Cameron came back in for him. Caleb makes his second one, so now it is 23-22, Grayling down by one.
Here's that 1-2-2 pressure, and it's giving them troubles.
Oh, we had a steal. Anthony got pinballed a little bit, picked up by Elliot, who tried to lead, or picked up by Caleb, who tried to lead Elliot for a possible dunk situation, but it went too far. So Kalkaska gets possession. Bringing it up is Blaskow, who is a tough, smart ball player. He is everywhere. Gets it over to Morrison in his favorite spot. He comes right across the rim and misses. And Caleb gets the rebound and gets fouled again. This time it's Brad Elkins. That's their eighth foul, and it must be their fifth foul in the last 2 minutes.
And I'd say all eight of those five, well, not all eight, but those five in the last 2 minutes have been 90 feet away from the basket. As a coach, you are furious.
It's driving you nuts right now. Caleb at the line for a Feeney Ford free throw, and this time he misses the front end of the one-on-one. Rebounded by Morris. Gets it over to Boy, who gets it over to Blaskow. Back to Boy out at the top of the key and tries to get it down low, and DC3 picks it off. Gives it over to Elliott, who tries to hit it off the backboard. And what a great offensive rebound by Ryan Williams.
I saw Elliott kind of look at DC like, am I about to oop this up to you? So there's a little stutter step. Yeah, no hesitation.
It's kind of nice when you got four guys on the team that can dunk.
I think even more than four.
Oh, okay. Well, Ryan Williams comes in, and like he did last year, he always gives valuable minutes. He's a great defensive player. All right, and Barkovich is having problems with Ryan Williams down in the corner, and Morris looked like he traveled a little bit, but takes a shot. Rebound by Williams, already a second one coming in the first minute of his playing time. DC3 gets a great pick, and just misses. Ryan Williams almost with the offensive rebound, battling with Morris.
I love Ryan's energy right now. He came off the bench, and he is going 110%.
Yep, Blaskow misses it. Caleb Call with the rebound, battling Morris with it. Looks opposite side. A great, great pass to DC3. And then Blaskow takes the offensive foul on DC. Looks like his first one of the game. Number one gets number one.
Hey, in that situation, if I'm Dylan, I'm looking right away. Knowing that there's a smaller defender on me, the only thing he can do is take a charge, right? He's not going to get my grill or block my shot. So I'm either going to shoot it or I'm going to pump fake and go another way.
That is the epitome of an offensive player talking right there. He knows exactly what to do. All right, great pass by Barkovich, but kicked away by DC3, and Caleb could not corral it. Still out of bounds underneath Grayling's basket. Kalkaska ball. Barkovich taking it out of bounds. Looks like they're trying to set up the old Michigan play there for that Grayling runs. The pass picked off by Anthony Harrington, and he does one of the best passes you will see.
Wow.
He picks it off, and he's going out of bounds and snaps it between his legs to Caleb Call all the way down to the other side of the basket. Gets knocked away by Kalkaska, but Grayling retains possession.
Coach Tunney, I think we put Anthony at the wrong spot on the football field.
There you go. All right, Dylan takes the ball hard to the basket and tries to do a one-handed floater. And, okay, well, they just...
I'm glad they caught that one.
Yeah, it was right in front of the fans, and Kalkaska started the break, and he picked up the ball, dribbled, picked up the ball, dribbled again.
After you can't do that,
no,
right?
No, that's okay. That's kind of illegal in basketball. But, you know, the ref caught it. 23-22, 4:33 left in the second quarter. Pershing tries to take it up, and he is tied up, and Grayling will keep possession.
Glenn Morris is not just an offensive threat. He just had two deflections right there.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't understand. I understand why the kids are wearing masks, but I could not play with a mask back in the day. That would be impossible for
you
me.
You and I both.
Big shot by Anthony Harrington, the soccer star, football star, makes a big one. Morris gets down, and DC3 tries to block it. He makes the basket. They got the pass quickly up court. Morris was wide open, and Dylan follows him and is going to give him a three-point play.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there for Dylan, as I think he just tried to see how high he can touch the backboard.
Yeah.
happened that his feet caught Glenn on his way up, and that's a tough one to take.
I tell you, Morris is making a play to be the player of the game right now. I mean, he is their leading scorer, defensive stalwart out there. I mean, just playing great.
Yeah, he's put himself out front of everybody right now on both sides of the ball and on both teams, right?
That's right.
I'm taking Glenn Morris right now.
All right, Kalkaska, 26-25 lead, but not for long as Caleb Call floats in the lane and makes a beautiful shot off the basket. 27-26 Grayling. Blaskow tries to dribble between two guys, and looks like it might be a foul in either Caleb or Anthony. You could take your pick.
That is not a call I'd be happy with, because Nathan Blaskow has his head down, throwing the ball out in front of him and trying to run through five people.
That's right.
That is an offensive charge, but hey, I'm not wearing stripes tonight.
And you never liked the stripe guys, so.
Not all.
You liked them, but they just didn't like you.
Probably very true.
All right. 1-1 here, and Blaskow hits it. Ties the score up at 27 apiece with 4:02 left. You can hear, and that's the thing with so little. I mean, even though we got a pretty close to a packed house, it seems like, but you can still hear everything that's going on. Blaskow misses and somehow winds up with the offensive rebound. Gives it back to Morris, who pump fakes, gives it back to Blaskow, who fakes, gives it back to Boy. Boy's thinking about it. Blaskow over to Barkovich. Barkovich thinking about it, looking at Boy. Fades away. It's the second shot
that
he's made in a row,
two.
By the way. 29-27, Kalkaska.
Have you noticed what Kalkaska did here? They shifted to a five-guard front. They are countering Grayling right now. They may not be as tall, but they are sure fast.
Yes, they are. Grayling's trying to get some good ball movement, like Coach Nicholas had said earlier. 3:25 left. They're moving the ball around, and then Pershing throws it away, looking for Ketchum, who was trying to take a backdoor look at that, and it just wasn't there.
Hey, it was a smart play. I liked it. I liked the way it was set up, but you just got to calm down in these situations. We got 3:30 left in the half, so you want to get good looks at the basket.
That's right. And with 3:24 left, there's a timeout on the floor. Kalkaska leading your Grayling Vikings 29-27. We'll be right back on Q100.
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today, or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
Hi, I'm Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling and a proud sponsor of Grayling Sports on Q100. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of town, for an insurance quote or to review your current insurance coverage. The goal of our office is to make sure you are completely covered and properly protected at an affordable price. Call anytime at 344-2424 or see me, Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of Grayling.
Feeney Ford of Grayling makes your vehicle buying experience fast and easy. That's why they always say, when you're looking for a car, you won't have to look far. You'll find it fast at Feeney. Simply browse their inventory online from the comfort of your home. You can request more information, set up a test drive, and even inquire about financing. Feeney Ford of Grayling has a wonderful team of salespeople with many years of experience satisfying their customers' needs. Check them out at FeeneyFord.com.
Welcome back to Grayling High School. 3:16 left in the half. 29-28. Grayling, as Caleb Call got a steal and was fouled. Now he is shooting his second of the one-on-one. And now he has tied the game at 29. Caleb has probably five or six steals already because they are dribbling it right towards him.
If anybody's going to get a triple-double tonight, it is Caleb Call. The way he is rebounding the ball, passing it, and getting to the foul line.
Yep, and don't say this often tonight, but Morris misses a shot off to the backside and looks like Barkovich and Pittman battled for it, and it was a tie-up, so it's going to go towards Kalkaska's way, and they got the ball right underneath Grayling's basket. A 2-3 zone implemented by the Vikings. Blaskow tries a long, deep three, and Caleb Call goes high for the rebound, and him and Blaskow tie it up again. Now it's Grayling's ball.
I mean, you're just watching the ball, and all of a sudden, after it hits the rim, you see number two flying in.
Yeah, right. I think LJ Mead, Coach Mead, kind of gave him a little bit after the last game about, you know what, let's get a little bit more rebounding from you, buddy.
Yes, totally agree.
All right, Caleb dribbling around with the set pick from Ketchum. Ketchum turns around, takes a shot, misses, but Ryan Williams is there and just misses the rebound. Tips off his hand and goes about another 15 feet.
Ryan must have thought that it went off a Kalkaska dude because he kind of just gave up right at the end.
And that's not Ryan.
No, not at all. So it wasn't against his lack of effort or anything.
Yep. Yep. Morris dribbles around Dylan. Dylan Boyes trying to get around him, and it gets picked up and over to Caleb, who tries the left-handed layup all by himself and makes it. Puts Grayling up 31-29. 2:20 left in the half.
Hey, great defense leads to great offense.
That's right. Blaskow looking to pass. Boy, again, off Cameron over to Boy. Boy gets fouled while he goes up, and it looked like it was a clear block, but I think there might have been a little body there.
It was most definitely a block, right? We saw it was clean, but hey, when your arm comes all the way down like in a swinging motion, every referee in the nation is going to call that.
That's correct, sir. And looks like Thorsten Boy is going to go and shoot two for the Kalkaska Blazers. First one up and rims out.
I think that's Dylan's third foul, so now we got to be cautious with him.
Yeah, no kidding. That is a tough one to take because here comes Elliott, who I believe has two fouls. And he's replaced them, and now we've got Caleb Call. Looks like Ryan Williams and Nate Pershing and Cameron Ketchum. And Elliott Boyk in the game for your Grayling Vikings. 31-30 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Grayling's moving it left to right on your radio. And Elliott loses control, picked up by Boy, who makes a great pass to Morris, who splits the defense in 32-31 now.
Just a soft touch from Glenn Morris. Just a soft touch.
Yep.
You got to love to see it.
And Elliott goes back up. Oh, Pershing tries to do the follow-up without bringing the ball down, and it does not work in his matter. Oh, Morris looks like he did about three Euro steps in the span of 2 seconds there. Loses control. Pershing brings it back down, misses the shot. Blaskow with the rebound and controls it with 1:25 left in the half.
What a sequence. What a sequence.
A deep three by Barkovich. Oh, offensive rebound by Cameron, who's one of the shortest guys out there, and he winds up with the loose ball down there. Puts him up 34-31.
It seemed like two Grayling guys were fighting for the same ball.
Yep. Oh, Caleb Call. He's having a good game today. He literally took that ball to the right hand and went all the way up, drew the foul, and made the bucket so we can go up with a three-point play.
Yeah, I love that play by Caleb. I mean, he just got the ball and he was go. It was all go.
And that's the way he's been since the abbreviated tip-off. I mean, he is really
He showed up tonight, which is nice to see.
And his shot goes in, and he is by far the leading scorer for Grayling. I don't have official stats here, but he's going to go get a quick drink. Cameron Ketchin's going to come in, and so is Sparty, wearing his red, white, and blue handkerchief for a face mask. I love that. See that? Because, you know, shout out to senior airman Darren Nicholas out in Arizona there. All right, Blaskow bringing the ball up. He's got a little bit of ketchup on him. And Ketchum gets the foul, and he just puts his head up like, oh, man. And it was just at half court.
That's a tough pill to swallow because Blaskow just leaned right into him and dribbled all the way down the floor. There's nothing Cameron could have done right there.
Yep.
He had to eat that one.
That's right. 34-34 with 58 seconds left, and he's shooting two right now. Misses the first, puts his head down, and points over at his coach like, don't worry, coach, I got it. Got to love that when you do that to the coach and like, don't worry about it. You don't have to tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that.
And then he misses this one. Sparty with a great defensive rebound. Gets it out to Ketchum, who's bringing it up the court. Looks like Elliott's possible three. Nope, over to Pershing, who takes it up, spins around, and hits it off the backboard. Puts Grayling up 36-34 with 40 seconds left. Now Ketchum's going full court again. Hopefully he does not get Blaskow leaning into him. Barkovich looking to possibly take maybe the last shot. No, they're still passing around. Morris looks, gets it down, and it looks like a travel on number 55, Jacob Schaub. He was wide open, and for some reason, he should have took that five-footer.
Happy feet. We got happy feet. He was wide open looking at the basket with big eyes.
That's right. Ketchum's coming out, and Caleb Call's coming back in. 26.8 seconds left. 36-34, Grayling leads.
Now you got to wait here for the last shot here. You take it all the way down. You start your play at 10 seconds.
That's right. And, you know, unfortunately, you don't have Dylan Craig in there. Oh, and he tries to take it with about 15 seconds left and loses control. And here comes Morris, who gets swatted by Pittman. And they call a foul after Grayling's already got the ball and heading back up court.
I think Grayling could have shot a layup when he blew that whistle.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
And that was a beautiful play by Pittman.
It goes back to what I said about Dylan, right? Clean block, clean everything, came down with his arm, and every ref sees that.
That's right. All right, Morris is going to try to cap off a first half for the ages here for him. And, you know, I think I just jinxed him.
That's 0 for 3 in the last three free throws for Kalkaska.
We could take that in the second half, too. but here comes Morris. Missing this first one, is going to try another one. 9 seconds left in the half. And he cleanly makes the second. Now here comes Caleb. Bring the ball up 8, 7, 6. He's at the three-point line, measuring up the defense, looking to pass it. Elliott, possibly three. No, takes it up, fades away, and hits off the rim. No go for that last second shot. So at halftime, Grayling Viking Nation, it is 36-35. Your Vikings ahead of the Kalkaska Blue Blazers.
Hey, I'm pretty sure that both Lady Vikes and the Varsity Boys have led by one at halftime. Let's see if the boys can finish.
Yeah, let's see if they can finish it off and change the ways, and let's get a W. All right, folks, we'll be right back with the halftime show. Sponsored by Matt LaFontaine Automotive here in just a moment on Q100.
Make it great, make it better at Matt LaFontaine Automotive.
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support, and we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at mattlafontaineautomotive.com.
Hi, I'm Katie Olson, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve Grayling as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there, a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you personal face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Olson Agency today at 989-348-9456. 989-348-9456. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Attention, Q Nation. This is the McLean's Ace Hardware sale you've been dreaming of. This amazing clearance sale is on items in every department. Head to McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling Friday, February 12th through Monday the 15th. But be sure to give yourself plenty of time to shop, because with deep clearance sale discounts in every department, you'll need the extra time. You might even need to pack a lunch. It's McLean's Ace Hardware's huge clearance sales event, February 12th through the 15th on the I-75 Business Loop in Grayling.
In 1952, my grandfather returned to Gaylord from the Korean War. For 7 years, he worked 7 days a week to build his business. The hard work paid off. Today, the company that Dale Ellison Johnson built continues with his sons, grandchildren, and an incredibly hardworking team. Treasure your family and your community. We are all in this together, and together we will move forward. Remember, the Johnson Oil and Propane Company is here to help. Call 989-732-2451 or visit johnsonspropane.com.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to denhamfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back to Grayling High School. Halftime of the Grayling Kalkaska contest is Grayling 36, Kalkaska 35. And this is the halftime Matt LaFontaine Automotive Show. Make it great, make it matter at Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Unmatched service, large inventory, and a service department second to none. Okay, Coach Nicholas. First half highlights, I think, for Grayling has been Caleb Call has turned around. He had a rough first game, and then we're not going to die. He even said it and after practice, after that first game. But this game, he has really come out to play.
And that's on being a leader, right? I bet Coach Meade kind of challenged him after that game. After you have a couple turnovers by yourself, silly ones too, you got to bounce back. And I think he's doing a heck of a job. Coach Meade can be happy with how everybody has played this half. Just no foul trouble. We get into it, and it hurts us.
That's right. And I think Caleb's got majority of our points. He's got to be close to 20 already. And it's tough when you got Dylan Craig saddled with three fouls right off the bat in the first half. Hit a couple big three-pointers in the first half, but now he's had to, you know, who knows if he's going to be able to play until maybe the middle of the third quarter.
Yeah, that's a tough thing as a coach, when to play him and when not to play him. I expect to see him early in the third, see what happens. Once it starts getting crazy, they're going to take him out. Got to be smart. Hands up defensively. Stop trying to go for the blocks and translate to offense and do what he does best.
And I think Nate Persing and Cameron Ketchum have given good minutes for Grayling down low. And also on the defensive end, I mean, they're picking up their guys at half court, and they're making Blaskow really work for his points. And he's not scoring a ton, but he's scoring a little bit. And Barkovich, who is a scorer, I mean, he's hit a couple fadeaway, you know, corner shots, but you know, I think he averages well over 10, 15 points a game.
Yeah, for sure. Grayling's bench came in, started out a little slow, a little flat. You like to see them kind of pick up the energy, especially when one of your best players in Dylan Craig is in foul trouble, right? So you got to everybody got to step up around him. And I think Cameron Sparty has played some great minutes, got some rebounds. Nate Pershing has just been the man amongst child like he is, you know. And going back to Ryan Williams, he's came in, had a great couple rebounds, great couple defensive possessions, and I look forward to seeing that more.
I think a big second half by Anthony Harrington and Elliot Boyk, the two soccer stars in Grayling High School. I think they're really going to come through and have a good second half. They've really put the pressure on their guys, too. They're diving on the floor, doing different things here and there defensively, and, you know, each got a couple assists.
Yeah, I mean, going along with those two, it's fun to have them. You want to have them on your team.
That's right.
And those guys will give you all they have each and every possession up and down the floor at all times. And sometimes that can get you in trouble because you just got to slow down in some situations. We saw that a little bit with Anthony. I'm expecting to see it more with Elliot. But once Elliot understands that, woof, woof, he's going to be there.
You got the oof, folks. All right, and for Kalkaska, it's been Glenn Morris and I believe Travis Blaskow. I mean, great first half by both of them.
Yeah, for sure. We talked about it. They look identical. They are identical people. I would have probably called them opposite names the whole time.
Folks, we fought off of air for a second thinking that who was one and who was the other because kidding you, sitting way up here, yes, I'm legally blind and everything, but you still need to have just the clear white numbers, not blue on blue. And Justin's looking at the same thing saying, I couldn't tell who it was who.
Yeah, I didn't get the good genes with eyes. But going back to Nathan Blaskow and Glenn Morris, Glenn Morris has came in, just shot the lights out. His touch, his release is beautiful. We just got to get a hand up in him. Also, along with Travis Blaskow, my bad. Travis, he's breaking the press. I mean, granted, it's head down, dribble, but hey, whatever works, get the fouls.
That's right. And thank you, folks, for coming in on the Matt LaFontaine Automotive Halftime Show. Make it great and make it matter at Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Unmatched service, large inventory, and a service department second to none. Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Again, 36-35 here at halftime. We got a couple minutes before we get back to tip-off and should be Grayling ball. And we will be right back on Q100.
Make it great, make it better. And Matt LaFontaine Automotive.
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support. And we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at MattLaFontaineAutomotive.com.
Hey, Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals and call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out, thanks to our loyal customers. We want to invite any homeowner to give us a call for our switch out special. Here at Johnson's Propane, safety is our number one priority because we have families too. Visit us at johnsonspropane.com or like us on Facebook for our weekly promotions and specials. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Attention Q Nation! This is the McLean's Ace Hardware Sale you've been dreaming of. This amazing clearance sale is on items in every department. Head to McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling Friday, February 12th through Monday the 15th. But be sure to give yourself plenty of time to shop because with deep clearance sale discounts in every department, you'll need the extra time. You might even need to pack a lunch. It's McLean's Ace Hardware's huge clearance sales event, February 12th through the 15th on the I-75 Business Loop in Grayling.
Welcome back to the second half of the Grayling Vikings versus the Kalkaska Blazers Friday night boys basketball game. 36-35. Here started the third quarter. Grayling will inbound the ball, and the refs are taking an extra time here to make sure everything's going good. And I think they're talking about the tip and everything that happens. Coach Bede is trying to explain that, you know, it's our ball because they were given the ball at the beginning of the game because there was no tip.
I think that's only right.
That's correct. And, you know, and our tip is usually sponsored by Hart Ford, and I apologize, but we will do that throughout the game here. Caleb Call brings it back. Dylan Craig in the corner for three. Bang! Nails it.
Right off the get-go, Dylan Craig gets back in his groove.
Blaskow brings it back. Barkovich brings it back to Blaskow. Boy, thinking about it. Looks like Cameron brings it right across the way and gets fouled. And I believe they're going to call that on Dylan Craig. That might be his fourth, and it is. He hits a big three and puts his hands out, and that's just a tough play. I mean, I don't know why you call that, but you know what? Unless they got a target on his back.
I mean, it is what it is. It's a foul. It's a foul every day of the week. You just got to be smart with that.
Yep, Blaskow in two. Great play to Cameron, who is wide open. Cuts the lead, 39-37, Grayling, 7:19 left. Caleb Call, who's had a huge first half, bringing it up, dribbling, taking the pick from Pershing, and over to Anthony Harrington, a big fake, trying to take a shot here. Was caught in no man's land, threw it right over to Morris. Morris brings it up behind his back, over to Blaskow, who did a little sidestep alley-oop dunkerdoo and missed it. Loses it, gets it back, and now draws the foul on Ryan Williams, who just came in for Dylan Craig.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, they're attacking the hoop, and Grayling's got to slide their feet, or they will be getting fouls called on them all day long.
You hit it right there. They're not sliding their feet the first 2 minutes here. All right, they take it out of bounds. Boy brings it over to Barkovich, and now they're going to call the foul on Pershing. And Pershing, it touched him. The guy fell down, and they waited about another 2 seconds and then called it. We're not bashing the refs. It's just, I know it's...
It's a quick three fouls to get up on the board.
That's right. And, I mean, they were pretty even for the first half, but looks like it's kind of like a Kansas City-Tampa Bay Super Bowl here of the first half. All right, Blaskow brings it up. Over to Cameron, back over to Morris in the corner in front of his bench and hits a three. And they take the lead 40-39.
You would have never guessed who just hit that three,
yeah.
Right? Glenn Morris.
Yeah.
Right? He's on it. He's on it. He's got an eye for the rim right now.
Yeah, and you can't leave him alone. Caleb Call brings it up, gets stopped for a second. Pershing down low to Ryan Williams. Great spin move. Puts it up and in. Grayling up 41-40 with 6:15 left in the third.
Great high-low action right there from Nate Pershing and Ryan Williams, right? Ball gets up to Ryan, and ball gets up to Nate, and he sends it right down low.
Barkovich misses everything, basically, on that one, and Pershing gets the rebound, gives it over to Caleb, walks it up, goes past everybody, and elevates. Could have got called for a charge, but missed the shot. Blaskow comes down with the ball, looking for Barkovich's pick. Barkovich brings it back, and Anthony Harrington is on the floor, picks his pocket, and gets it over to Pershing.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a bad call. I am sorry. I had to put it out there.
Anthony was on the ground, grabbed the ball, and threw it up, and they called it over and back because when the ball was thrown back up, our guy who got the ball was actually on the right side of the
net. Well, Anthony did not have possession. So that's where my problem comes in is Anthony doesn't have possession and he throws it up without even crossing the line.
Yeah.
His head was across it, but it has to be his whole body.
Okay. All right. Well, you corrected me on that one. I thought it was something different, but you said it 100% correct. So we'll stand by Coach Nicholas here. All right, Kalkaska's got the ball. Barkovich again on the right-hand side. He's got Caleb on him. Boy over to Morris, who's had a tremendous game. Blaskow up the middle, misses, but gets his offensive rebound. That's like the third or fourth time he's done that. left alone for the three, and maybe that's what you got to do, leave him alone for the three with Ryan Williams with a great defensive rebound.
And we talked about it earlier, the most wide open shots are the hardest.
That's right, and he missed it, and he missed it by a lot. So here comes Caleb coming up, forcing one, and that was a tough shot. He was about 10 feet away and just missed it totally.
He had three guys draw on him, which is fantastic. As an offense, you want that, right? Caleb now has to jump stop and pass it to the corner.
That's right.
He's got to be able to see that.
That's right. We had Anthony Harrington wide open over here. All right. Glasgow brings it across the line. Harrington guarding him closely. Pursing on Boy. Barkovich with another lofter, and Elliot Boyd comes down with the rebound. He's getting swarmed, and now he gets tackled, basically, over right in front of the Kalkaska bench. He pops up and looks at the guy like, do you mean that? And, you know, he didn't mean to.
Hey, I love the Kalkaska side. You're diving for every loose ball. I saw three Blue Blazers on the floor.
That's right, and that's what Grayling should be doing right now. So right now they bring in Matt Pittman for Ryan Williams, who's giving them some good minutes again in the second half. We need to keep that up. We got to have that bench, especially with Dylan Craig on the bench with four fouls.
We just got to move, right? We got to move without the ball as I see four white jerseys stagnant.
That's right. Matthew Pittman tries a shot in the corner. Anthony Harrington tries the offensive rebound, and try is not good enough because it went off of Anthony's hand, and Kalkaska ball. Morris will be taking it out.
Even though we don't have a shot clock, I'm going to reference having a shot clock in this. What I'm about to say is we got the ball. Matt Pittman gets the ball. No, I mean, he looks one way, comes back, and shot up, right? We got to dribble drive. Got to move the ball around a little bit more.
Well, you talked about ball movement in the first game, and then at the beginning of the varsity boys here said the same thing. That's an important thing, and, you know, it keeps the defense kind of backpedaling a little bit.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that makes the defense have to switch, have to fight through screens, have to fight through everything.
Barkovich misses the three-pointer. Glasgow with another offensive rebound and swatted away as he comes across the lane. And Elliot Boyk sends it into the stands there, basically. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 41-40, Grayling leading by one. Coming in, Jacob Schaub comes in and sitting down. I believe that's Glasgow. Nope, that's not Glasgow. All right, but looks like they threw it back, and Cameron reaches it. Anthony Harrington almost picks it up. Elliot Boyk, oh, he was thinking dunk all the way.
Hey, playing center field. I love it, Elliot. He saw that pass coming 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that pass was almost completed from one end of the court to the other on the short end. And Elliot had a chance, but you know what? It's a smart play. Knock it out of bounds. Calm down a little bit. Get the defense a little rest here. All right, Glasgow, who is in the game right now, gives it over to Boy, over to Barkovich.
What Grayling is doing is they're over pursuing every pass, which leads to wide open shots or one more swing for Kalkaska, and it's wide open.
Yeah, Glasgow hits a huge three, puts them up 43-41, and then we come right down, and Matthew Pittman takes it right to the hole, draws the foul, but he did not get it in the act of shooting, so it was on the floor. Grayling ball underneath the basket. Caleb Call triggers it in, gives it over to Pittman, looking at Pursing. Gives it down to Caleb, who pushes his defender away, and also Anthony saying, let's set it back up here. Anthony. Looks like they're going to call a carry on Anthony. It's kind of tough when you got the guy on your shoulder, but it was a carry. So another turnover by Grayling, but you know what? Not 24 turnovers like the last game. So knock on wood, they're keeping that down pretty well tonight.
We still have a quarter and a half, but I'd like to think that it won't happen. But right now, we just got to do not press the panic button. We're only down two right now.
That's right. Barkovich with another fadeaway. That is his shot. He just goes to the corner and fades away. Jumps probably 20 feet in the air and nothing but net.
Yeah, a little guy with a big vert.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see. He's a good ball player. 45-41 Kalkaska. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Elliot Boyd comes up, does the pump fake, takes a shot, about 10 feet away, fade away, and hits it. Nothing but net, 45-43.
A little taste of Barkovich's own medicine right there.
That's right. Barkovich was feeling it and takes about a 22-footer, misses it. Rebound by Harrington. Caleb bringing the ball up, now walking it up. 2:35 left in the third quarter. Pershing down low, gives it over to Pittman. Corner three. Oh, it looked like it was going in. It's right in front of us, and it looked like it was going to be nothing but net. Just misses.
In that situation, when Nate got it down in the low post, and oh, here we go. Here we go. Elliot Boyk with a great steal. Great defensive possession.
Yeah. When Justin was saying, here we go, here we go, Elliot had a little bit of a breakaway, and Blaskow caught up to him, and also Boyd did. And Boyd kind of put his arm around him and made Elliot work for those two shots that he's going to get. He makes the first one. Just missed it, but he was thinking dunk all the way.
Oh, most definitely. You could see it. You could see it in his eyes.
All right, makes the first one, 45-44. Grayling down by one, 2:13 left. And he nails the next one. Camera catching coming in for Elliott, who's kind of looks like he's limping a little bit. I think he might have stepped on, you know, a foot when he came down. Yep, that's what he's going up there to stretch it out a little bit. Blaskow brings it down. Barkovich thinking about it. He's got Ketchum on him. Looks back for Morris. Morris back over, brings it over, and now they're going to call hands on Caleb Call. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break on Q100.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out, thanks to our loyal customers. We want to invite any homeowner to give us a call for our switch out special. Here at Johnson's Propane, safety is our number one priority because we have families too. Visit us at johnsonspropane.com or like us on Facebook for our weekly promotions and specials. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cornell Insurance in Grayling at 201 Huron Street next to Burger King or online at cornellinsurance.com.
Hey, Northern Michigan, Chris Martinson from Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Gaylord. 2021 is finally here, and so is the Start Something New sales event. What better way to start the new year than with a new Ram truck or legendary Jeep SUV? It's easier than you think. Come on in and talk to one of our professionals or shop online 24 hours a day with the Feeney Express checkout. You can browse our inventory, calculate your payments, get approved for financing, and submit your deal from the comfort of, well, anywhere. Feeney of Gaylord, meeting customers on their terms.
Welcome back to Grayling High School. 1 minute and 3 seconds left. We just got a timeout on the floor called by Grayling after Anthony Harrington caused a steal and dove on the floor with a couple other Vikings. And right now, Kalkaska leads 48-45 with 1:03 left in the third quarter. We'll be right back in a couple seconds on Q100.
Make it great, make it
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support, and we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at mattlafontaineautomotive.com.
Hey, Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
Welcome back to Grayling High School. Grayling in control right now, down 48-45, 47 seconds left. Coming up, long distance three. Shot by Justin Bedard, who just stopped into the game here real quick. Looks like Matthew Pittman takes it up and just misses the shot here. Bedard gets it down, and Anthony Harrington has spent most of the time on the floor here. Fantastic effort, but for a no-go. Sorry about that. My mic went out for a second. All right, it's going to be Kalkaska ball. 28 seconds left, 48-45.
You know, it's been a great game so far. There is no shortage of energy on both sides of on both teams. So we're going to come down to see who's going to want it more.
All right. Barkovich gives it up to Schaub, who's out front. Gives it off to Morris, who moves, and he just spins it around, throws it to Barkovich, who's hit some big shots. Couldn't hit that one. Pursing with another offense or defensive rebound here. Ketchum shoots it with 1 second left and misses. 48-45 at the end of three. Kalkaska leads your Vikings. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on Q100.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to denhamfamilychiropractic.com.
Hi, I'm Katie Olson, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve Grayling as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there, a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you personal face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Olson Agency today at 989-348-9456. 989-348-9456. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Attention Q Nation! This is the McLean's Ace Hardware Sale you've been dreaming of. This amazing clearance sale is on items in every department. Head to McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling Friday, February 12th through Monday the 15th. But be sure to give yourself plenty of time to shop, because with deep clearance sale discounts in every department, you'll need the extra time. You might even need to pack a lunch. It's McLean's Ace Hardware's huge clearance sales event, February 12th through the 15th on the I-75 Business Loop in Grayling.
Welcome back, Viking Nation. Fourth quarter, 7:45 left. Grayling down three. And Nate Pursing bring the ball up, and they call an offensive foul on him. Looks like he kind of did a push off a little bit, trying to clear a little way here. Looks like it might be his first foul of the game. He's been battling down low, too.
Yeah, I mean, all credit to Blasco right there. He's been annoying for all these Grayling guards. So good for him.
Well, Grayling's moved into like a 1-2-2 press with Anthony at the front. Blaskow trying to beat this here. Barkovich trying to shoot a three-pointer. And Dylan Craig in there could have been called for his fifth foul, but Blaskow gets the rebound and then gets the score and steals, gets the ball back over to Boy, who kind of brings it out here a little bit. And they're just, Grayling's flying all over the place trying to get a pickoff. Morris in the corner for three, misses. Dylan Craig can't get that foul, and Blasco goes in for an uncontested layup. 52-45, Kalkaska making a quick run here at the beginning of the fourth.
It is a terrible start for Grayling Vikings coming out in the fourth quarter. This is the quarter that you have to play your best basketball.
And that's the thing. It's tough because Dylan's been sitting on the bench for so long, and trying to get him, you know, into the flow of things with Caleb and everything, and you haven't been able to do that. So, you know, bringing him cold off the bench is pretty tough.
Yeah, and it's no one's fault except Dylan's getting those four quick fouls. You know, all in all, Grayling's got to come back, claw their way back to at least a one possession game before we can start playing bar basketball.
That's right. And three-pointers are such a big thing in high school basketball right now. And we've only got two right now, and they're both from Dylan in the first half.
Yeah, and that's one thing you got to start looking at. You got to start running your best sets, ones that are going to get you points right off the get-go. Right now, Kalkaska has all the momentum. There's no momentum on Grayling's side as Coach Meade takes a timeout 58 seconds into the fourth quarter. So that only means bad things.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like they're – you can tell they're – not their attitude, but their body language is a little – like kind of lackadaisical right now, so they can, you can feel that they're down seven. I mean, they've been battling with them the whole game, but right now you could tell Grayling's down seven.
And right now, I would guess if I just walked in this gym, I'm going to say Grayling's down 20.
Yeah, you're correct.
So if we keep our chins up, run our sets, run our offense, we'll beat Grayling, right. We're good.
Caleb Call comes in out of control a little bit, but tries to make a great shot and misses it. Blaskow with the rebound here, brings it up. He's got Anthony bugging him. Brings it right down the basket. Oh, what a beautiful pass. Man, Cameron was wide open.
Just a
behind-the-back pass was just beautiful. 54-45, Kalkaska. Tough start to this fourth quarter, 6:30 left. Got to make something happen here. We got to get Dylan open. We got to get Anthony hitting some threes. We got to do something here. Dylan's got the ball top of the key. Getting it to Caleb, and he basically got hugged by Cameron about 25, 30 feet away from the basket. Foul on Kalkaska.
One person is not going to bring Grayling back into this game. I can promise you that. Yep. Right now we need five white jerseyed players on the ground. Going 110% on both sides of the ball if they have a chance to come back.
That's right. We got to pick it up on the defensive end. You are correct. Caleb gets the ball top of the key. Set pick by Anthony Harrington. Moves back off to the left. Dylan Craig for a deep three. And, oh, rims out. Pershing battling with.
Look like Barkovich.
Is that Barkovich? Yeah, it is Barkovich. Boy, you know, shortest guy in the court, battling with one of the tallest.
Looks like the biggest heart there, too.
That's right. He wanted it. All right, Grayling ball. Caleb throws it in to Pershing. Pershing looking underneath to Dylan, picked off by Blaskow, who's playing a great game. Another beautiful pass and blocked by Anthony Harrington, who's trying to get guys pumped up here. And it's just not working. We only got two guys on the bench that were cheering. It just looks a little rough.
They'll find their way. And that's one thing that I've been able to be coached by Coach Meade, and he coaches hard, having heart. And I think this team is going to come back into this.
You got it. Boy picks up the ball, gives it over to Blaskow, dribbles around Barkovich, and Morris swing through. Cameron looking for the ball. Schaub out pretty much no man's land here. Blaskow's got it. Caleb's bugging him. He's just in between the circles right now, looking to go right, waiting for Morris to run around about another 30 more times. Schaub underneath, big guy underneath, no go. Pershing did not move or budge. Here comes Caleb on a little mini break. Gives it over to Pittman, who tries to throw it back to Dylan when he should have shot the ball. And Blaskow with probably his 10th steal of the game.
WYPV, Mackinac City. WQON Grayling. WWMN Thompsonville. Q100.
A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
Brown grabs the wrist and gets another foul.
That is his fourth.
No, we got our two junior leaders right now. Two guys that we're going to have to really rely on this whole year to help with the leadership, and both of them have four fouls right now with 5:15.
What's great about the situation is now we get to see what Grayling basketball is all about.
Are we going to
dig down and play tough, or are we going to lay down?
Yep. Well, they're calling everything now.
It doesn't help when that's going to be called.
Yeah. Anthony Harrington gets a foul called on him 45 feet from the basket, and really not much, and that's going to put one-on-one. You've got Thorsten Boy going to the line, and, you know, I think he's got, like, two baskets, and both of them were manufactured by Blaskow.
Yeah, most definitely. For Grayling, foul trouble. It's as simple as that. You're going to look back on this game, whether you're listening or watching this live stream. It's foul trouble. That's what got us in this hole, and we're going to see if we can dig out of it.
All right. While he's on the line, I'm going to tell you about Old Dam Party Store, your locally owned hometown convenience store. Go take a visit. Got some great people that own that now. Fantastic place. 5 minutes to go, 56-45 now, Kalkaska. Anthony Harrington comes around, hits Matthew Pittman for a three, and he hits it. Bang. All right.
Needed that.
That's what we needed. All right. drive. Morris brings it up slowly. Him and Blaskow, the two leaders up front, looking at Barkovich coming back and forth. Blaskow dribbling around with Morris. Barkovich is all by himself for a three, and he misses. Knocked out of the hands by Dylan Craig, and Pershing with the rebound. Brings it up and throws it right towards Anthony Harrington. Picked off by Boy. Boy was just waiting for that. He was playing center field, like you say.
Yeah, we got to bring that up. You got to slow that down and then run your set.
Glasgow's dribbling around, wasting some time, brings it right up the middle and misses the shot. Rebound by Pittman. He's getting double teamed down underneath his own basket. Gets it out to Harrington. Gets it up to Caleb down the left-hand side and tries to make a bounce pass, and it was kicked. Still Grayling ball right in front of the bench. 4:08 left, 56-48. We need another big three, just like Pitt hit, and we're going to need another one.
Or quick two. Let's get to the basket. Let's get there really quick, and then let's get a stop.
See if we can get a foul, too. I mean, we haven't gotten a foul called on them in feels like months. All right, here comes Caleb Call bringing it up. Pittman's got it again. They're giving it to Dylan Craig down low. Turns around and hits it. Beautiful bunny make by Dylan. Brings it within six, 56-50. Great play by Grayling.
Just like that, it's a two-possession game. Now let's slap the floor and let's get ready to play some defense.
That's right. That's what Elliott and Caleb are doing down there. Blaskow gives it up to Boy. And blocked by Pershing. What a great defensive play. Gets it off to Caleb Call. Brings it up to Dylan, who stops. From a ways away, almost hits the three, but there's Pershing. And a rebound and score! 56-52, Grayling making that run. We got the crowd going. We got the fans going. Let's go.
It's about time.
Here's
Here we
the timeout here in Grayling, Michigan. Your Grayling Vikings coming back. 56-52, 3:26 left in the game. We'll be right back on Q100.
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
Hart Ford in Roscommon. You've come to know them as the home of the Sweetheart Deal. That's not just a slogan. It's a daily promise to everyone who walks onto the lot. You get great service Sweetheart Deals, great sales Sweetheart Deals, Sweetheart Deals on trade-in, and Sweetheart Financing Deals. The Harts have been making a Sweetheart Deal here for over 40 years, so it's their name and reputation on the line every day. Visit Hart Ford off the exit 239 in Roscommon and find out what your friends and neighbors already know. Hartford is the home of the Sweetheart Deal.
Hi, I'm Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling and a proud sponsor of Grayling Sports on Q100. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of town, for an insurance quote or to review your current insurance coverage. The goal of our office is to make sure you are completely covered and properly protected at an affordable price. Call anytime at 344-2424 or see me, Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of Grayling.
Here we go! Knocked by Elliott Boyk! He steals it at the midcourt and goes up with two hands. We got the whole crowd going. It's 56-54. Viking Nation is going nuts. Two hands by Elliott Boyk. Exactly what we needed. Dylan Craig almost picks it up. The crowd is going nuts, but knocks it out of bounds. Calcast has still got the ball. Only a two-point lead.
Just like that. Just like that. You come out of that timeout, you get a steal and a dunk, right? That's going to get this place fired up.
All right. Looks like guys coming down the lane. Throws it up and underneath Dylan, who had to let him go by so he wouldn't get his fifth.
I've been in that position, and for Dylan, it sucks because yep. You want to go up.
58-54, Kalkaska. 2:43 left. Caleb Call goes up, misses. Pershing with the rebound, misses. Tries to put it up. Caleb gets the offensive rebound, puts it back. He is pumped. So are the Vikings. 58-56.
What a great sequence of events. Now we got to get a stop here.
All right, Barkovich, he's getting double teamed, triple teamed, he's getting quadruple teamed, and he has to call the timeout. 58-56, 2:22 left in the game. This has turned out to be a fantastic game.
Hey, you pay money to watch these kind of things. I hope you guys are all listening right now. This is a great game.
All right. This is one of their long timeouts. So let's get a quick couple ads in from our sponsors on Q100.
Feeney Ford of Grayling makes your vehicle buying experience fast and easy. That's why they always say, when you're looking for a car, you won't have to look far. You'll find it fast at Feeney. Simply browse their inventory online from the comfort of your home. You can request more information, set up a test drive, and even inquire about financing. Feeney Ford of Grayling has a wonderful team of salespeople with many years of experience satisfying their customers' needs. Check them out at FeeneyFord.com.
How do you define independence?
Freedom of choice.
Whatever suits my needs.
At Cornell Insurance, we're an independent insurance agent representing a company like Auto Owners Insurance.
Independence means I don't have to rely on one thing.
Talk to Cornell Insurance about auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Talk to us about Auto Owners Insurance.
Independence means I'm in the driver's seat.
Online at cornellinsurance.com and on Facebook. Choose wisely.
Choose independently.
Over 100 years of protecting you and your loved ones. Choose Cornell Insurance.
Welcome back, Viking Nation. 58-56. Anthony Harrington off the inbounds pass, steals it, hits Dylan Craig, who gets it over to Elliot Boyk, who's trying the three and misses it. Morris and Guy fight over the rebound and get it. 2:06 left. Kalkaska up two. Blaskow bringing it up, getting bugged by Anthony, and they have not been able to solve this half press. Anthony Harrington with a great pickup and dives into the front row. Fantastic play by Anthony.
He's gonna be a little sore tomorrow. I can promise you that.
All right. Kalkaska gets it. Morris brings it over. Barkovich gives it over to the top, and it looks like Blaskow is in control. They're looking at double-teaming him. Barkovich spins out of away. Another fade. Miss. Morris with a big offensive rebound with a minute 40 left.
That's a clutch rebound right there by Glenn Morris.
Yep. Boy picks it up. Gives it back over to Barkovich, who wants to shoot. And, oh, Pershing got the block, but hit him with the body.
Three clean blocks by Grayling. But what they do wrong is the hand comes, follows through, down.
That's right.
And that's right in front of the ref's face. He has nothing else to do but call that foul.
That's right, and that's the eighth foul on Granley, but it was a shooting foul, so he will get two shots here. Barkovich smoothly hits the first one, 59-56. Three-point lead for Kalkaska, 1:32 left. Anthony Harrington, who's played a great defensive game, comes out. Matthew Pittman comes in. Let's see what happens here. Barkovich misses it. Rebound by Boyk, gives it up to Dylan Craig. Comes up, floats a shorter, and it bounces off the front of the rim and just misses. 1:20. Kalkaska with the ball. Blaskow trying to dribble away. Morris trying to dribble away. They're trying to play keep away now from Grayling's defense. Barkovich, he can't dribble again. He's not supposed to dribble. That's a double dribble. Morris gets the wide open three. Pershing gets it and throws it deep, looking for Elliott, but Morris picks it off. Blaskow gives it over to, looks like, Boy, who's going to walk it over. They got 54 seconds left. Granlin's down three. Got to think about following here. Barkovich, who just missed one, trying to pass it to Morris. They're playing keep away. Pershing trying to get the foul. Blaskow trying to just throw it back and forth with Barkovich, and they're not looking for the shot at all. Boy, Barkovich, they need to just do the foul, and Pittman finally does it. They wasted about 20 seconds there, Justin.
That's a tough one right there. Under a minute, you got to make them make as many free throws as possible, and now we limit ourselves with possessions. So right now we have 35 seconds. I'm guessing three or four more possessions for Grayling.
And that's without a possible offensive rebound. So
correct.
All right. Quick timeout here. Looks like a 30-second timeout here on Q100.
Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals. And call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
Here in Grayling, Michigan, Grayling High School, 59-56, Kalkaska leads your Grayling Vikings. 35.1 seconds left, and Kalkaska will be going the line to shoot 1-1.
Yeah, right now, what you do as Grayling is, like I just said before we went through a timeout, is you got 3-4 more possessions, and that's not even being considering a offensive rebound for Kalkaska. So what you have to do, you have your 3-4 best plays in your repertoire for a three-pointer or a quick two. You got to get attack the basket right away. Look for a foul, and defensively, got to get a quick steal or you're fouling the rest of the way.
That's right. That's coming from the mouth of the freshman head basketball coach that won his first high school game tonight. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Now, Barkovich, big free throw here. It's 1-1. If he makes this one, he gets a second. If he doesn't, we got to box out and get the rebound. He misses, and Pershing, who's had some great rebounds, gets it off to Dylan. Over to Anthony. Gets it over to Caleb, who's looking for the three-pointer. Getting double-teamed and gets fouled. And kind of throws the ball away. Didn't know if he was throwing it at the player or Coach Meade. And maybe he thought that was the ref or something.
At that point, Caleb, you got it. It's a quick pass, right? We can't hold on to it more than a second with only 20 seconds now left. It's a quick pass. Keep getting that one more look.
Yep, 23 seconds left. Caleb got it coming over the half court line. 20 seconds left. We got to look for a big three. You got to look for your best three-point shooter, which is Dylan Craig. He's open in the corner. Misses it. Pershing with the rebound and battling, and that is a tie-up, and that goes to Kalkaska.
Hey, we got the look we wanted. You can't be mad about it. Dylan had a wide-open three-pointer in the corner. Hey, sometimes it doesn't fall.
That's right, but Nate Pershing, he's a battler down there.
Correct.
They're not playing with a center. They don't have a center. And he is like basically a small forward to a power forward playing that down there, and he's playing great.
Most definitely.
All right, Kalkaska's taking the ball out of bounds. They can't move around. They get it to Barkovich, who's followed by Anthony Harrington right underneath his basket. 9.7 seconds left. Now you're going to hope and pray that this is the first end of the 1-1. Or wait a minute. No, this is his 10th foul, right? It should be the 10th foul on Grayling.
Yep.
So that's going to be two shots now. So now he can relax and try to make.
I've seen crazier things. Yep. I have seen crazier things.
Yes, you have. All right, Grayling. Looks like they're trying to get Elliott back in there for Ketchum, who was in there for defensive purposes.
We have to talk about Grayling not laying down. Like we talked about in the fourth quarter, we're down 9, almost double digits, and now they fight back with a three-point deficit with 9 seconds to go.
That spurt of 3-4 minutes, that's the best they've played. I mean, not just the dunk getting them going, but the defense by Anthony Harrington diving on the floor and just the little things.
Yeah. No, he misses the front end.
Oh, Barkovich. I think he hears us talking up here. He misses the first one. Now he's got one more. Now
you can hear the crowd kind of know how big that shot was. So now a lot more pressure is on Barkovich.
But we gotta get a good defensive rebound if he misses this one. Box out, guys. Box out. And he sinks it, of course. 60-56. Here comes Dylan. 9, 8, 7. Dylan shoots off and misses it, and Elliott saves it, and Kalkaska is going to walk away with a 60-56 win. Wow, what a game. I mean, such a battle for both teams. I mean, that was just, it's a heartbreaker for Grayling to come back from such a big deficit and, you know, just come up short.
Hey, you give it all to these kids. You know, that last 9 seconds isn't the way we wanted it to go, but hey, you learn from this stuff, and we're going to be back at it Monday. You better believe.
That's right, and that's what you got to do. You got to learn from this stuff. When you do something bad or something bad happens to you, you learn from it, and you got to keep going.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. I mean, we got 2 losses on the record now, so we will see how this propels this team, if it puts a fire under them or not, and we'll see if Grayling basketball is where it needs to be.
All right. Well, that's straight from the words of Coach Nicholas. So right now we're going to take a quick break. Again, Grayling loses a heartbreaker, 60-56. We'll be right back on Q100.
In 1952, my grandfather returned to Gaylord from the Korean War. For 7 years, he worked 7 days a week to build his business. The hard work paid off. Today, the company that Dale Ellison Johnson built continues with his sons, grandchildren, and an incredibly hardworking team. Treasure your family and your community. We are all in this together, and together, we will move forward. Remember, the Johnson Oil and Propane Company is here to help. Call 989-732-2451 or visit johnsonspropane.com.
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support, and we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at mattlafontaineautomotive.com.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Cornell Insurance Agency in Grayling is your independent auto owner's agent. CornellInsurance.com.
To Grayling High School and to the Johnson Propane post-game show, keeping your family safe, comfortable, and warm since 1956. Trust Johnson Propane, the safest, most dependable, and affordable propane company in the North. Again, unfortunately, our Lady Vikes and our Varsity Vikes go down tonight. Our freshman boys started off the triple header with a big-time first-game win, which is fantastic, but our boys unfortunately could not come back from that large deficit. They made a run at it,
but they sure did.
They just couldn't do it. Final thoughts here, Justin, before we do player of the game and kind of get going so we can get home.
First off, you give all credit to how Kalkaski came out and played. They punched Grayling in the mouth, and they kept it up the whole game. I think Grayling had one or two leads throughout this whole game. That's kudos to that coaching staff at Kalkaska. And Glenn Morris had his career night for sure. Grayling-wise, foul trouble hurt us. Hurt us early. That makes Dylan sit the bench. That makes Caleb have four. And we win the game if we don't get in foul trouble really quick. So.
Yeah, it was a tough – that second half, it was weird because, like you said – We were down or up one at halftime?
We were up one.
Up one. And that third quarter was a killer. I mean, that's something that was a little rough those last few minutes. And we had to make up for it in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and at the start of the fourth quarter, we go back to letting Kalkaski get it on like a 6-0 run. Coach Mead calls a quick timeout, and it goes downhill from there. Luckily, we fought back. We talked about if they're going to lay down or if they're going to fight and crawl back in. And we saw them crawl back in, which is a positive sight.
That's right. And there's no quitting this team. There's no way, because these JV kids that came up and then are playing varsity, you're talking Pittman and Persing and, you know, Ketchum and that. They won a lot of games last year, so they want to win. And Dylan and, you know, Caleb and Anthony and Elliot and them guys and Ryan and all them guys, you know, they want to. And so, you know, it's pretty nice to see that they didn't quit. They got the heart to do it.
Most definitely. We're right there, too. We got the pieces. It is about how we put the puzzle together now.
That's correct. Okay, we're going to take our last final timeout, and then we'll come back with the player of the game, sponsored by North Central Area Credit Union. Just a second, and we'll be back on Q100.
Hi, I'm Katie Olson, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve Grayling as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there, a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you personal face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Olson Agency today at 989-348-9456. 989-348-9456. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Go Vikings! Old Dam Road Party Store puts the convenient in convenience store. Whether you need supplies for a weekend get-together or just a quick last-minute item, Old Dam Road Party Store is your one-stop shop that is locally owned and operated by a Grayling Viking alum. For up-to-date specials and arrivals, follow them on Facebook. Old Dam Road Party Store, good times and great memories start there. Go Vikings!
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
Hey Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711, stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop, or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
The people you know, the name you trust. North Central Area Credit Union. Integrity, service, and value, you can count on us. North Central Area Credit Union.
They have money to loan. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, snowmobile, RV, motorcycle, recreational vehicle, or a mortgage, NCACU is proud to be your local lender.
North Central Area Credit Union.
Welcome back, Viking Nation. Unfortunately, it's not a happy night for our Grayling Vikings, losing a tough one, 60-56 to the Kalkaska Blue Blazers. Thank you again for coming on the post-game Johnson Propane Show, keeping your family safe, comfortable, and warm since 1956. Trust Johnson Propane, the safest, most dependable, and affordable propane company in the North. All right, Mr. Nicholas, we're just about out of here. Player of the game for both Grayling and Kalkaska, sponsored by North Central Air Credit Union. Who is your pick for the Kalkaska Blue Blazers?
It is most definitely Glenn Morris. Glenn Morris came out and put on a show for us. So kudos to him. Game of his life. It's a nice game to have it.
He hit some big threes at the beginning of the game, and he played under control. He had a couple shots in that third quarter. Really didn't need to score too much in that fourth quarter because Nathan Blaskow must have had 20 steals in that fourth quarter. So he let them do that bulk, and he probably had a good 15 to 18 points a game tonight. So congratulations to Glenn Morris, the NCACU player of the game for the Kalkaska Blazers. And now for the Grayling Vikings. Da-da-da-da.
Lo and behold, Nate Persing. Nate, he provided that spark tonight that we needed to get that run going, and great rebounds towards the end. A lot of things to work on both sides of the ball, but hey, he gave all of his heart tonight, and I'm going to pick him to be the NCACU player of the game.
I totally agree with you, number seven. I understand that Mr. Persing is not a center, but he played center, forward, and guard tonight. He had so many rebounds, a couple blocked shots, and a few points here and there, but he was just played smart. He did not get himself in foul trouble, and he knew exactly what he had to do to help Grayling win. And you know what? Everybody makes mistakes, but tonight it seemed like he was really on top of his game tonight, so he really deserves it.
And folks at home, we have to understand that we still are in our first week of contact with this sport. As a coach, we haven't been able to practice with even 6 feet within each other for the last month and month and a half. So we're still in that first week of where we actually can play basketball. So don't get down on this team yet or ever, because Grayling basketball has a
They're
rich tradition.
Back. That's right, and I think Coach Meade's got him on the right track here. So, again, players of the game for the North Central Area Credit Union, that is Glenn Morris for the Kalkaska Blue Blazers and Mr. Nate Persing for your Grayling Vikings. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Hopefully, I didn't embarrass myself too bad being the play-by-play guy, but I'm so used to doing the color commentary, but I had a blast tonight. I want to thank everybody back at the station, especially Randy Long. I mean, Randall, you're the best out there. I want to thank Chad Patterson, of course, because, I mean, without him, I probably wouldn't have this job because he talked me up so good to the bosses, and I appreciate everything he does with me, one of my best friends. And you know what? I'm glad everything went great with your
with the play.
And oh, hey, we got a couple guys here. Before we sign off, we'll get a little bit here with Caleb Call and Elliot Boyk. And Mr. Justin Nicholas will talk to him and ask him a couple questions real quick here, and I'll give him the mic. And here's Mr. Elliot Boyk first.
All right, first, Elliot, I just want your perspective on how the game went through your eyes.
I think we obviously could have played a lot better. We got in foul trouble pretty early. Our stars kind of got in foul trouble, and we had to watch that. Our defense improved from last game. But we still got to work on that. I think we just got to take opportunities when they come and play better defense. I think that's all that will win games for us.
Perfect. So in the start of the fourth quarter, we get down 9 really quick. We take a quick timeout. What was it that brought that spark back up for us that cut it within 3?
It was our home court. We lost here already once, and we wanted it really bad. We didn't want them to come here on a Friday night and beat us, but sadly it didn't turn our way. But I think we fought really as hard as we possibly could at that fourth quarter, but I think it was a little too late.
Hey, well, we're really proud of you, and thank you for coming up and giving us your time, and great game, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, next is Caleb Call, number 2.
Hey, Caleb, so I'm going to ask you the first same question with Elliot. Tell me about the game through your eyes.
Well, defensively, it was just a lot of mental stuff. People not knowing what defense we're in, not knowing who they're guarding. So we just got to make a lot of, like, our defense has progressed since last game, but we got to make a lot more progress on defense, and just a lot of our closeouts too. Our closeouts got to get better, choppy feet, just the basics.
Awesome. Well, in the first half, man, you were putting the ball on the floor. You're going, and you were making layups, quick, easy layups. Yeah. Got to the strike. Tell us how you got in that little mojo right there.
Well, a lot of it going in. I just remember last year losing to this team twice, not really winning a lot. I didn't want to lose this one like we did, and I just wanted to get my heart and try and win this game for us.
Hey, we appreciate it. Well, I keep telling everybody that this is still the first week of contact in this sport. So, yeah, we have 3 practices under our belt. So what do you guys need to fix in practice that will get us back on the winning track?
Really, you know, we can't go through the motions. We really got to push each other in practice. And we really, when we're going through our drills on defense, we got to pay attention. And we just got to can't go through the motions.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Caleb. Great game tonight, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, and now we're joined by head coach LJ Meade, and he's going to have a quick little sit down here with Mr. Justin Nicholas.
First, Coach Meade, it was a great game. It was a great Friday game. In your eyes, what did you see?
Hey, we didn't commit to the defensive end of the floor at the start, you know. We played 2 minutes there at the end after an Elliot dunk, which, hey, is phenomenal. Get some hype, and then they get going. But we play like that at the start, and it's a whole different game. So, you know, on my end, we did some things out of timeouts. We executed the plays I drew up. Maybe didn't always hit that shot. So we did some good things, and we're going to hang our head on those things. We're back in here Sunday night to keep working at this thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It was a pleasure watching this game tonight. We came out on the wrong end. So we came out in the fourth quarter, and it just did not go our way. What was the problem at that?
Well, you know, I think it just came down to energy, you know, and it was one thing that we were concerned with the kids being out of school today. And we came out, we had a pretty good conversation in between the quarters, and then we just came out flat, back on our heels. They go on a big run, and you know, didn't recover. You know, the other big thing is it hurts when you get when we get our big guys in foul trouble. You know, when Dylan Craig is sitting on the bench the majority of the game, that's not a good sign for Grayling basketball.
Last question. So we go down 9 early of the fourth. We talked up here about how we easily could have just laid down and lost by 15 plus. Your guys fought back. How does that make you feel as a coach? And it shows heart.
Hey, absolutely. I mean, I keep talking to these guys. I tell them every time, hey, I'm proud of them. And there's something I got from my dad. Always tell me, hey, every event, I'm proud of you. I love you. And I left that locker room tonight. I'm proud of what we're doing. But this is a process. We're going to get this right. And, hey, guys, I love you. So.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it. And I said it with Caleb. We're still in the first week of this contact. We have 3 practices under our belt with full contact. So I know Grayling basketball is in great hands, and we're on our way up.
Yeah, you know, obviously been a challenge, and we tried to be creative in that preseason, if you want to call it that, before it. I mentioned the quote the other night was we're playing defense with cones and trying to stay 6 feet apart, and the cones don't move, and the players do. And so we did clean up some of those gaps tonight. But, our backside rotations hurt us. And Kalkaska shot the ball way better than they did the first game. So give them credit. They outplayed us in that first half for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time, Coach Mead. And we look forward to the next game.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right. That was head varsity boys coach LJ Mead doing a great job at the beginning of the season here. And we are just looking forward to more and more from this team and from Coach Mead. We know it's going to happen. And now, folks, we're going to sign off for the evening. Randy Long, you're the best. I'm just going to tell you that. Justin Nicholas, it's been an honor and a privilege to do a game with my son. And, I mean, I just had a blast. What do you think about it?
Cross it off the bucket list, right? I'm very appreciative to Randy, to you, to Chad, to Kevin Jansen for giving me this opportunity, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
I mean, I see enough of you anyway, so.
That's right. Now we get back to winning some more freshman games, too. So, all right, folks. Again, Grayling goes down 60-56 tonight. Thank you to everybody at the high school, Nate Morey, Diane Tobin, everybody, Coach Mead, and the whole crew at Blarney Stone. We just appreciate you all. All right, folks, we will see you Tuesday night. We are going to be live in Boyne City, where Chad Patterson and myself will be bringing the boys' varsity game. Again, 60-56, Grayling goes down tonight. Folks, it's looking brighter, trust me. All right, have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And we're signing off on Q100.
You've been listening to Grayling High School Basketball on Q100, the only place for rock and roll, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Brought to you on Q100 by pre- and post-game sponsor Johnson's Oil and Propane, halftime sponsor Matt LaFontaine Automotive, coin toss sponsor The Hart Dealerships, the Viking Express sponsor QTA Quality Truck and Accessories, First Down sponsor, Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Gaylord, and Feeney Ford of Grayling. Keys to the Game sponsor, McLean's Ace Hardware, Player of the Game sponsor, North Central Area Credit Union, and supporting sponsors, Denholm Family Chiropractic, Cornell Insurance, Jack Milliken Inc., Katie Olson Farm Bureau Insurance, Gray Rock Pub and Grub, Jansen Insurance, Old Dam Party Store, Jeff Halstead State Farm Insurance, and Fick and Sons. Thanks for tuning in to Grayling High School Basketball on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Q100, we'll be your Valentine and play the music you love.